Hemingway once said that Paris is a feast. It's true, there's no shortage of things to do here, but our dear City of Light has also some bone-chilling tales and gory stories. Today, we'll explore the murky alleyways of the Middle Ages and meet Paris's very first public enemy number one. Along the way, you may have a feeling of déjà vu, as if history is about to repeat itself. My name is Robert, your Rewind guide. I will guide you for the next hour through the criminal past of Paris. A few useful tips before we start. Please note that all the commentaries are 100% audio, which means that you have nothing to read. Visit with the phone in your pocket, as all the commentaries and directions trigger automatically at the right place and at the right time. Just remember to leave the application open during the walk, and do not hesitate to lower the brightness of your screen to save the battery. If you're in the mood for shopping or if you have a small craving during the tour, no problem. Simply press the pause button and resume the tour when you're ready. For your own safety, please keep an eye on the immediate surroundings, especially when crossing the road. Ready? Let's go then. Let's start at number 1, Rue de l'Oratoire, in front of the statue of Admiral Coligny. Do you see it behind the gates? A tribute to the Admiral, this monument is a reminder of one of the bloodiest massacres in the history of France, the Saint Bartholomew's Day Massacre. Let's rewind to the middle of the 16th century. The wars of religion have pitted the Catholics against the Protestants. Despite the conflict, a peace treaty is signed in 1570. Following this truce, Queen Catherine de' Medici, a devout Catholic, marries her daughter Marguerite, better known as Queen Margot, to the Protestant Henry de Navarre, or the future King Henry IV. The wedding takes place in Paris on August 18, 1572, and both Catholics and Protestants are invited. But it is not a happy occasion. Admiral Coligny, one of the chief Protestants, and the man in the impressive statue before your eyes, is the victim of a brutal attack. For the moment, he walks away relatively unscathed, losing a finger and getting shot in the arm. Coligny downplays the situation and urges the Protestants to keep the peace. Meanwhile, Catherine de Medici, the queen, has other ideas. Fearful of retaliation, she decides to strike first and eliminate all the leading Protestants. She reunites her men at the Louvre, which you can see behind you, and together they plan a massacre for the following morning while the bells of the Church of Saint-Germain-l'Auxerrois ring the matins of Saint Bartholomew. For the rest of the story, make your way to the square in front of the church next to the Louvre. To get there, cross the Rue de Rivoli, turn left, and go right as soon as you reach the next intersection.
Then, keep walking until you reach the square in front of the church.